Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 of the Voice of America on May 4th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about conflicts in the ruling ZANU-PF party over the outcome of primary elections.
To join our discussion, join us directly by calling this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF primary elections.
Some top ZANU-PF officials aligned to President Emmerson Mnangagwa bit the dust in the recent ZANU-PF primary elections. They include special advisor to the president, Christopher Muchangwa, several ministers and members of parliament who are now saying the internal polls were rigged.
The losers suspect that members of the ousted Generation 40 or G40 linked to deposed President Robert Mugabe and the police targeted Mnangagwa's allies in the primaries. However, winners say the people who want fresh blood in the party have spoken.
President Mnangagwa acknowledged today that there were some irregularities in the primaries, noting that results of the elections will be announced soon after a ZANU-PF Politburo meeting tomorrow.
At the same time, the opposition MTCT, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, is expected to conduct primaries starting tomorrow.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about the discussion that we have here, the ZANU-PF elections and the pending MDC
So Zulukandaba as China Konoko Eskuma Kolamtla Silo Chongalapa. I'm a primary election I say 20 cents Babantu. Abanye sebenze befunga ichoy elamakalabov. We was to mutter fung each elamakalabov, kuchon. Ekwan des chound and kulangale, lapotinas tabuga kona. Kukayanzanzo kutwa okay to lama primaries, nono lupindwe, umala kinkomo, watliwa. Kuzobuya umnumzana uApet Nico Ncube wacha phansi kuzobuya labanye abathize bedlonga abafana nje abasanda ukungena kwezombusazwe. So asikhulumeni khonapha MTC layo liyatshona ikuba kusasa kunjalo futhi
this is Gibbs. Maybe I can just take this opportunity to remind our listeners and viewers that they can join the show by phoning us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call them back. And also they should be reminded that we are live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
Kunjalo for.
Van, one van out.
Tina lapa kula kurika. Fair, fair.
We are for the people.
Kunjalo.
Yes. Jesus. Wongu diwa watiriri ni watariri. Nasi nyatru kurukura. Nde saru zoze ma primary kazi kuchaga. Vacha mirra batu zana PF. Zichango vaku itua. Paka buda mita ure ya kawanda. Vanoi Zimbabwe wa kawanda wa gara wachichema. Kutisaru zo zino biri ziru wa zino di. Vano wachitayo wa kuna shakadaru. Vanenge wajikiwa ndoa no nyunyuta. Zazupi ndo omusha wa zana PF. Wakawanda waka kundu. Varukunyunyuta kuti papa ine zvimhinga mpinyi kana nzira dzakashandiswa dzisiridzo dzavanofungidzira kuti dzakabatwa nadzo sarudzo. Vamwe vari kuti mapurisa eZimbabwe Republic Police akanga asingafaniri kunge achipinda musarudzo idzodzi kuve nechekuita nesarudzo. Vanofanira kungomirira pane parwiwa mutemo woshandisa masimba awo sezvavanopiwa nebumbiro remutemo wogadzirisa nyaya dzekunetsana. Kwete kuti vange vari mapolling agents kana mapolling officer evamwe vanhu vari kuZANU-PF kana kupedzisira vatove ndo vari kutenderera nemaballot box kutizane zvimuti kana iri relay. Koitawo vamwe vakuru vemusangano vatinonzwa kuti vakadyiwa kunyanga hazvo Zanu PF iri kuti ichazivisa vakakunda zviri official kana kuti zviri pamutemo mangwana mushure memusangano wePolitbureau. Asi zvishoma zvakamboburiswa nava Angel Betrugege vanove ndiwo tete wemusangano kana kuti political komisa webato reZANU PF zvinoratidza kuti mimwe mikono yakarara musarudzo idzodzi. Mukono mukuru unozivikanwa ndava Christopher Muchangwa ndiwo anove mutungamiri wesangano revakarwa hondo yerusununguko yeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Varivo zvakare chipanga mazano chemutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa vamutsvangwa vakadyiwa pamaprimary ipapa kunotonuko. Hapasati panyatsobuda pachena kuti sachigaro weZANU PF anove amai Opa Muchingurika Shiri vakadyiwa here kana kuti vakakunda. Asi tinonzwa vazhinji vachitaura kuti vakadyiwa naamai vanonzi Joyce Bukuta. Tinongonzwa kudaro kuti ndo zvakaitika. Asi takazoona pachinenge pabuda mashoko ekuti pakakanganiswa kuziviswa vanenge vachazoti tichazozvinzwa mangwana mushure mePolitbureau kuti vakadyiwa zvechokwadi. Kwoitawo manga makurukota nemamwe maMP vagara vanga varimo zvakanzi nevamwe aiwa tomboisawo vatsva.
In Gwanda, the biggest loser maybe Mr. Abednego Ncube. He has been there for ZANU PF, over the years. And when there was that military intervention, he was there as well. But come election time, people are saying
the
no.
The people spoke.
You see?
And it.
Now we've got one winner right on the line. And that is Honorable Joseph Chuma of Pelanda Mpopoma constituency. He's the sitting MP there. So let's talk to him. Honorable Chuma, how are you?
Fine, thank you, and how are you?
Congratulations.
They are in order. Thank you very much. God is great.
Thank you so much. So how did the primary election go in your place? Because we are told that in some cases, some candidates were actually carrying lots and lots of boxes stuffed with ballots. And in some cases, you get somebody having the election conducted in his homestead. So in your case, how did it go?
Well, in my case, we're very civilized people, we're orderly people. We conducted our primaries in a very, very peaceful environment, and it was harmonious. We had no problems at all. We had one center in Popoma and another center in 113 at the White Stadium by the youth arena, which was useful for everyone. And people came in and they cast their vote. Although most of the people did not manage to vote because of certain errors that were there, they some didn't find their name because voters rolls for the party. But still, those that voted very well. And I'm sure all the candidates that were there are satisfied because they haven't had any complaints so far. So I think we went about our business in an orderly manner.
Thank you so much, quality.
But Honorable Chuma, for those you said were not able to vote, they were disenfranchised by the system. How are they going to be ahead?
Sorry?
Those people you said were not able to vote due to various issues or glitches, how are they going to be heard if their names, if they registered their card-carrying members who were eligible to vote?
Well, yes, but look, this is an internal process. So really, even if they did not vote, we still have the national election, which is the big one. This was just an internal process to come up with one candidate who's going to represent the party. So some of the things, like the president alluded to, are achieving problems. We're trying a new system, a democratic system, an open system. So for those that did not vote, really, it should not be a big issue, a big matter. They should then rally behind the candidate that is one, and then we go and face the opposition now in the national general election.
Yeah, masasikhangela ke golide lapha ukuthi kulabanye sibili abathi bakhona babalekela amabhokisi lapha bangena ezitabeni, abanye sebebonti sebenqotshwa kwezinye indawo babe bejisa ama-ballot boxes lamaphepha konke. So kolokhu kuyabe kusiziwa kwini golide?
But those are very dangerous elements. And I hope tomorrow's political is going to decisively deal with such elements. No, but you never know that super even in the national election, whether they come in from ZANU PF or MDC or any other party, it does not matter. But what we are saying is that people must learn to win gracefully and lose gracefully as well. So if people said no, they don't want you anymore, then take it with a great stride and be a gentleman or a lady about it, and bow out and bow down and congratulate the person who has won and move on as the party and then support the candidate that has won. That's criminal. It shows that some people are so poor hungry. These are the same people who now end up wanting to continue with violence to remain in power. And we don't want that kind of people, whether from Zanzibar or any other party. So I hope the police is going to build decisive with them and disqualify them totally from running any election whatsoever, because they are a bad example and they are the bad apple in the basket that will end up spoiling everything. We want a free and credible election. So it begins there. And therefore, I'm praying very hard that our party leadership, the Politburo, is going to definitely make sure that anyone who has done such a thing is totally disqualified and must not even be allowed to stand for another election, even for maybe 10 years, or even for life, depending on the on the gravity of their cases. But we don't want people who are so losers. We want people that lose gracefully and say, okay, this time people have decided that they don't want me. Let me go back to the ground, work hard again, and then the next time again when another election comes in, I will throw again my CV again and find out if people appreciate me. Because these are the same people who, when they're in power, they forgot about these people. They never went back to those people. And those people said, okay, we are there, we are going to wait for 5 years. And then the days are up. We are going to deal with you. And they've dealt with them that way. So it definitely shows that you have not worked well with the people. I was a city MP, but because I worked well with the people, they decided to return me resoundingly. Even the guy who came number two was by a big distance away, over 400 votes. So it shows that the people have the confidence in me to say, no, let's return him because he has done well, he has been with us. So if you're not with the people will decide. The people are not stupid anymore. They'll look at you and say, chef, but come vote today. They'll show you their true colors.
And I think Gibbs, the people that Honorable Chuma is talking about, they should not belong to a political party, but to a marathon team. So they should belong to a marathon team where they run away with the battle 5 kilometers and give the next person.
I still remember in West Africa, you know, there was an election that was being conducted. And Ally Tree, then this guy came with a motorcycle. Then he took all the ballot boxes and drove away. You know? So this reminds me of that kind of thing. Yes.
Honorable Chuma, are you still there?
Yes.
Honorable Chuma. Yes. You mentioned that President Mnangagwa today at the launch of your party's manifesto talked about teething problems. And somebody was saying ZANU-PF should not be talking of teething problems after being in power for 38 years. What do you say?
No. You see, you must remember that this is a new dispensation. And we are trying to correct things and do things in some other manner. You must remember that long back, people were complaining about imposition of candidates, people just coming in and being put in and declare that, no, so-and-so is going to stand for such a constituents. And that goes nowhere to contest that. But right now, with the new dispensation, the president is saying, let anyone who feels that they want to stand come up and stand. And therefore now, we are going back to the dream board and saying, let's do things properly. So even the organization of the elections themselves becomes another issue which must then come up and be done in some proper and orderly manner. So therefore, you must then understand that definitely there's going to be teething problems. And also we have a new commissar who just came in as well. And then he might try and do things in one way or the other, which is different. And at times, the trials and errors are unknown for failing or succeeding. So that is why we said there is a teething problem, but towards democratizing any election and making sure that the things are done to the satisfaction of everybody. Although it will always be impossible to satisfy everyone. Someone can lose totally and probably get the 2 or 3 votes, but they'll still come up and say, no, they were rigging. No, it doesn't say. Because people's mentalities have always been designed in such a way that they always want to think that they are the ones that are supposed to win. If they don't win, then they cry foul play. So that's the whole system. We see it even in national elections. MDC won and said, Zambia, because what do you want? But the day when they win, they'll be wanting to say, yeah, now it's correct, this is free and all right. That's because they'll have won. So people must actually have a paradigm shift and come out of this mindset of saying that if I do not win, then it means that it's not fair. You must know that when you go into a race, there must be a winner and a loser. And if you happen to be in the loser's box, do not then look at the winner's box and start throwing stones there. It is wrong, because one day it will be you in the winner's box. Do you want the other person out to start throwing stones to you here?
Asi regai nikukanda mvudzo nechizezuru neshona honorable Chuma. Imi muri mumwe vanhu vakakunda. Tiri kunzwa kune vamwe vakatoenda kunoratidzira pamuzinda webato muHarare nevamwe varumatunhu akasiyana siyana vari kunyunyuta. Imiwo semumwe akakunda, munoti kune vakakundwa ivava vari kunyunyuta?
Inini what I would simply say, is that inini ndinowanzira kuti ndoma example evanhu vari sovizhoni vasingade kudyiwa. Munhu unobva aubvuma kuti muupenyu kana uchipinda makwiti aya. Either unohwina kana kuti unodyiwa. Kana wadyiwa, uchibata maoko auhwina kana muti aiwa makorokoto zvagonewa. Next time ndichadzokazve. Ugodzokera kuground, unoshanda, unokorekta mamistakes ako. Because vanhu vatakuudza kuti isusu takavenga easy. Chinoenda unogadzira izvozvo, because vangawanda vacho vakadyiwa ivavo havaonekwe kuvanhu ikoko. Saka vanhu vane tendency yekuti vanhu vari patient vanokumirira, because vanoziva kuti fase dzinopera tichamugadzirisa kana fase dzauya. Saka iwewe uchinzwa masentimendi avo, tichitanga mugadzira, enda kuvanhu, gara nevanhu. Vanhu vacho havatombogara maconference acho iwavo, asi ndoona kuti kana kwanzi kwavo kuvhoterwa aona kuvhoterwa. Kana vanhu varamba kuti aiwa iwo hatikuzoenda kuisa nhingi wotanga kunodemonstrata fore wayi.
Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. Gibbs, I understand we have Mr. Believe Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Believe Gaule was contesting the primary elections in Cholocho, and he lost. Mr. Believe Gaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and everyone who is all the listeners, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You lost, Mr. Gaule, in Cholocho, and you are not a happy man. Is that the case?
Yeah, I don't think it's. I can say I lost, and I don't. I remember we talked during the day.
Yes.
And I told you that let's talk about the elections, mm-hmm. The people who conducted the elections, the people who conducted the elections, the way the manner they handled those elections, that is what I was worried about. Mm-hmm. And I raised that I gave an example that on the first day, people were supposed to vote on a Sunday, and then the elections were postponed to the following day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that very day, again, people gathered at around 6. I'm happy that one of my members of my party, my comrade, my brother, Comrade Chuma, is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we are together in this program. I'm happy. I'm
yes,
glad.
Wonderful.
And I've been listening to what he has been elections as on, especially concerning the way the elections were held in the urban environment, that is in Bulawayo,
yes.
Area.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just give an example. Right? Okay, fine. Then on the vetting, I just gave an example on how elections were conducted in Cholocho.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fine. In Cholocho North constituency for in particular.
Mm-hmm.
In Cholocho North constituency, voting was supposed to be done on the 29th, and then later on, communication that it was then to 30th, to 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Then people gathered again the following day, as early as 6 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
early in the morning. And then they waited for those people to come. They were all there till up to 11 at night.
Mm.
And then you can imagine, distances apart, people walk 20 kilometers mm. to cast their vote, and they expect the people to the polling presiding officers and the polling officers, and then they spend the whole day waiting for those people. And you can just imagine, right? But let me just give an example. What I know of an election is that the people that elections, the polling officers and the presiding officers, they come even a day before and wait for people to come and cast their vote and go back home and do their work. People cannot spend a whole day waiting for people to come and conduct the election. And you can imagine, people have walked long distances. And remember, Cholocho is in the, down there in the bush, wildlife. So that's taking people's lives into those dangers even then.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing. Let me tell you, I'll just give you another example. Right. Okay. Then the following morning, you then say, after the following morning, that is the third day. You say, today people are voting. That's the very day. Mm. That is the third day. And then people who have walked back home for at least about 20 kilometers, 15 kilometers, you expect them again to come back and cast a vote. And then, to me, it doesn't make any sense. But to me, that's nonsense. That's rubbish.
Yes.
It is the highest order.
So, in any way, you're saying the election was rigged.
Let me give you another example.
Uh-huh.
And then now, on the other side, a driver carries ballot papers in his car with the polling officers, their friends now with the police officers who are going to conduct the elections. They come to a station and they do whatever they want. What the hell of a nuisance is that?
Hold on.
If you come across such a thing.
Hold on. Let me
talk the way the elections were conducted.
He's a very bitter man. Hold on.
We have a caller. We'll come back to you. We have a caller. Tina Mkoma Tindo. Magadi. Hello, Mkoma Tindo. Mchiripo yiriparu nare?
Diripo.
Hey, sorry kuku, but sekwe kanguwa si. Taishita otumunzi kufuti siriku vakuna wa believe gaule. Vaka kundwa kucholocho noti. Asivaru kutaiwa. Andina kundwa. Wana kuti mabatu wakati kwa saruzo. Ana kubatu kwa sesu notari sirwa. Imiwa muri kuda kuti ipanya ya tukurukure.
Chese tikafuma mapati akawanda tikabuda kuti akawanda tikaita mamwe nenyaya idzodzo vanofana kuzviziva izvozvo kuti ndozvavanongoita kune vamwe vose vakabuda vachivashora vachita sei izvo zvine mangwana vanotofuma mapati yavo ivavo vakadyiwa ndokuti vanyaya vari kutaura imwe yekuti kwakuna maG40 watwati izvo zvokunyepa izvo vanhu vanovhotera munhu wavanoda. Vamunanga gwandi vakati munhu avhotere paanoda kuti nyika isununguke, iratidze kuti yasununguka, kuti vagowana shamwari. One. Ivozve, chandinonyanya kuvashoorera, ndechekuti varume vanoda basa rokutumwa kuparlamendi. Vasina ruzivo nebasa ravanotumwa. Ndiri kushamisika chiudzwa kuti tichiona kuti pakaiswa vachiwenga kuti vaite vice president. Tikanzwa kuti perenzi shiri. Vakaiswa kuti vave gurukota rezvekurima zvinhu zvavasingazivi kufoswa zvamunonyatsoona kuti Zimbabwe chovadi haisati yasununguka wozikana kuti nyika yakasununguka tichitongana nedemo zvichitangira mumba medu tichitongana nedemo zvavari kuita muzanupiero vana chamisa vana mai mudzuru vana biti hapana chavanofira isusu tiri kunze kwenyika tiri kutambudzika varume nemi muri ikoko zvinokurwadzai munofanira kushandira kunhepfenyuro yekuzimbabwe but chokwadi chokwadi mazivano rezanupiefu ngavambomira kuita zvavari kuita izvi munoona vana chipanga mazano vanotibatsira kutaura ini munhu wandinonyatsoudza vanotaura ndi Mr. Dewa Mavhinga vanonyatsotaura zvimwe zvokuti de vana vezimbabwe tinyatsokunzwisisa taitevedzera zvinotaurwa munhu agona kutokwarifaira kuita president wozaane dzidziso pavana vezimbabwe vamwe vese vanongotaura so ndatora munhu wadaitotarisira kuti ungavanotaura kuti mugototipawo namba dzake munditsvakirewo namba dzalavhumo madhuku mugondipa ndautaura naye ndo munhu wandingatoona kuti ungakwalifaya kuita purezidendi wenyika avamwe vese ava chokwadi kutapisa nguva ava munagagwa chokwadi haasi purezidendi izvo ndo zvandinorapa haasi purezidendi inodaro
regai timbo ndikubatai muromo rambai muripo ndinzwewo kuna Honorable Chuma kuti vanoti nezvamuri kutaura izvi nokuti zvingazowanda zvokuti vapindure. Honorable Chuma, muri kunzwawo zviri kutaurwa namukoma Tindo vari parunare.
Ndava dzave tichitaura chaizvo mukoma Tindo tirega ndivagadzise ndichiti varume vataura ava totanga na minista weagriculture waparents shiri. Being in the military does not mean kuti haaziye zveagriculture. Command agriculture yakatipa goho ne food security muno muZimbabwe ndiye angaitoirana very under the military ikoko asati abva ikoko, because kupinda mumilitary doesn't mean kuti kwakungodzirwa ne food chete nemabhomba. Vanhu vavaya vanodzidzira zvinhu zvakawanda wanda zvime. Unotowana maspecialist in the economy, wowana madhokotera imomuya, wowana even maticha imomuya, wowana mabhiridha imomuya, muarmy imomuya. Saka idzere mini kuti kana wava muarmy hauchazive zvimwe zvinhu zviri kuitika. Vashirivo vaya ndo vakaspearheada Command Agriculture vari under vamunangagwa vachiri vice president waformer president Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Saka vatori nekodzero rakatokurisa chairo kuti vanogona kuita any basa raunogona kuvapa. Saka ndo pandati ndigadzise ipo paya then apo pazvino izvonzi munhu uyu haana kukodzera kuita purezidendi. Upurezidendi ka hauendere kuchikoro. Upurezidendi unongoda kuti uve ne-40 years according to our constitution yeZimbabwe. Unova kutokwarifaya kuti uite purezidendi and it's an institution iyaya ine support yemaministri dzakati wandei wandei. Saka kuti uite purezidendi haunidi kuti uende kuHarvard University kana any other university kuti udzidzire upurezidendi. Unotopinda wopoisa masystems achaita kuti upurezidendi wako uite a good presidency or a bad president. Simple and straightforward. Saka anyone munhu wese ane 40 years and above muZimbabwe anaro kodzero rokuti agone kuti ate president kana kuti be appointed as vice president, just like what zvakaitwa kuna baba vatiwenga. Vanaro kodzero rakatokurisa vakadzidzawo futi, saka vanogona kutoita basa iroro and vechisevha like in a constitution they'll be serving under the pleasure of the president. Saka to disqualify people and say kuti vamadhuku ndivo voga, iye ngaangoti vamadhuku ndivo preferred candidate yake, which is allowed, that's a democratic choice. But munhu wese neni ndakadai so ndinaro kodzero ende I can be the president of Zimbabwe one day. Hapana chinondiramzepo. Naye mukoma Timothy ivavo vari kutaura ava vakadzoka muno muZimbabwe vakakambena vanogona kutomuka vaa purezidendi wenyika vakutofamba nezvimhwani mumo nemamotokedhi ese aya.
Aiwa, thank you so much. Maita basa Honorable mukoma Tindo. Ndofunga manzwa Honorable Chuma wachipindura. Nguva yedu ndo iri kufamba, tine mumwe muteereri ari parunhare. Tinotenda zvikuru. Halo, tine mumwe muteereri. Gibbs.
Yes, lo baba Isaac Mpofu. Baba Mpofu, kunjani?
Ndube nyapiro njani?
Nyapiro kakhulu. Ye, tinongota vanoluke olwe ZANU PF primary elections. Kanyanga ZANU kuyahlupa lapho. Uthile ngalo Mpofini.
Abantu bayakhala Dube uyabazi ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi kungabe dliwa bangeke besatontsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa
bo. Khala ezingochuma lezingogawula.
Ye, uthi ngakho bo.
Lalela Dube, kunjani mfowethu?
Impilo Mpofini.
Lalela Dube ngikutshele, ilizwe ma yena upresident wabo uthe ngena wathi ufuna ukuthi kukhulule ilizwe abantu bavotele umuntu omthandayo. Naye ugawula ingisukenyana lezane belokhu ekhuluma ethi abantu bathethe umuntu abamfunayo. So angibazi ukuthi la madoda bakhalela niyawudliwudliwe. Next time futhi nawulokhu usaphila buya futhi egrawundini abantu bebona ukuthi lo kayenzanga kahle njengawe ugawula futhi simkhethe futhi abuye bheki lo Chuma. uyabona manje la madoda ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi ezano kade beyenzani besidla ngendlela thize so bayakwazi ukuthi nxa sebesukile lapha kutsho ukuthi sebezolamba ngoba bekulethwa imumbu le ilethwa etholojo ugawula ithathe siyafaka emzini wakhe.
Sizambuza kakhulu kodwa uchuma unqobile phela
kuyotholwa omunye umuntu.
Ye uchuma unqobile phela empopongo.
No, uchuma maye unqobile kahlale khona apha engasoli lutho. Omunye nomunye umuntu maye winile uright kodwa uchuma ulo valo vele uyakwazi ukuthi MDC iyobuya imsusa empopoma. Uyosuka ngokugcina lokungoba wangena vele ngentunja yenalithi uyacabanga MDC ikhaleli time I contest. Uchuma wangena ukuthola ichance evote ehambe yedwa nje. So uyakwazi ukuthi uzodliwa vele.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ube lempela vike enhle kakhulu.
Alright, dube ngiyabonga mfowethu na ube lempela vike enhle.
Hayi sibonga kakhulu Mbofini. Bye bye baba.
Bye bye baba.
Yeah, uyakhuluma lapho Mbofu. Mbofu saying that you know Mr. Kaole should cry a lot because he suspects that he wants to enrich himself. So he says since the food has been taken away from his mouth, so that's why he's making so much noise.
He's bitter.
For Chuma he says, well, he won, but he's afraid of the FDC. That's why he sounds to be, you know. So maybe siya kubaba ugawule kuqala.
Yeah.
Baba Gawule, uyakhuluma lapho Mpofu. Uthi hayi phela ungakhali kakhulu ithemba libulali baba Gawule. Ngamafutshane.
Ivele akunakukhala lapha. Ukukhala sikhuluma ngento, ukukhala lokukhuluma ukuthi umsebenzi uqhutshwe njani. Uyawuze ngithe mina ngikhuluma emini ngithe kuyakuthunyela ukhetho ukuthi ama-observers ayebona ukuthi ukhetho luhambe njani.
Akengitshela
futhi Dube ngingakhuluma emini ngathi mina ayisomuntu ongambuzi ukuthi ukhetho luphuke njani. Ungabuza abantu abayibo kade bezivota besenza wonke umsebenzi. Ama-observers ngabantu ngani ngoba mina ngizakutshela ukungayisiko. Kodwa kusalayo ukuthi umuntu wonke ulelungelo lakho uzikhulumela noma yiphi into ayifunayo. Ngoba omunye umuntu Dube noma ungazumbuze uyaphuma futhi kena leli khuluma ngayo sikhuluma ngokhetho ukuthi lokuhambe njani ukuthi ubani unjani ukuthi ubani usebenza njani ukuthi ama ministers abantu basebenza amboni kuyangenelana lento le sikhuluma ngokuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe njani lube lukhetho lukhululekileyo yinike isibonelo kumbe nqe abantu abalalelayo kwabo bazo ababizi ngithe wakwabona ielection ukuthi umkuyaqasa ngo7 elindele kuzokuthi awu11 ebusuku engavotanga ekhathi izolo kwaphilile konoko kodwa kumele umuntu azivuze nxa ilalela ukuthi kathi sokulukhetho bani lololo ukhetho lakho lona kweyindawo kwavote ebusuku kuqala ngo6 kwaze kwaphela ngama3 ebusuku walubona nyapho ukhetho lunjani
khona iballot box uyabo ungayibona ungayibona yini iballot paper le ballot box nxa sokusebusuku
ungayibona
amakhandlela ke
yiko konoko kuyadibela lawa othumele ukukhulumela kwakho ukuthi hey ukumbuyi opposition ukuthi yena ngomuntu wephathe enye phela abantu bayaze expose ukuthi yena usekhuluma ukuthi yena uzondizana uPF kumbe thina asikhulumi ngokuzonda amaphathi sithi la nxa ithelo iprimary amaphathi nalaza yena amaprimary zawo ayenzwe kuhle yini MPC ibani ibani la yena amaprimary baza wenza njani ayenzwe kuhle yini xa kulokunye okungayenzwa asikusoleni golo ukuthi kumele kube umkhuba omubi esiolahlwayo umuntu
wonke anikwe ithuba lokuzikhethela. Ah, bonike Gawule, yes, yakuzwa kakhulu. Honorable Juma, I think maybe you can react from what Mr. Gawule is saying. He's actually mentioning that the election was conducted at night. Honestly, between 6 p.m. and 3 a.m., what type of an election is that? that's exactly what he's querying here, Honorable Juma.
Right. I think my good brother Gawule is the some sense that he's talking about. Yes, some anomalies happened, and it does happen. But now, what I am going to want to ask you is that when all this was happening, was it not happening for all the candidates, including the ones that won him, or it was happening for him alone? Because you see, the delays and everything surely must have affected everyone. And therefore, when the election eventually happens, it happens for everyone as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there, that's where now I'll say to my brother, but why would you cry? Because right now, as you are saying, people walk long distances, especially in the rural areas. Mm-hmm. They walk for over 20 km and stuff like that. So honestly, when they've opened up, should they turn people back again and say, no, go back home and come back again, knowing that that person is going to travel another 20 Ks now? Is that not going to be texting again? Will that person come back tomorrow? Rather, let's open it up and finish everyone who's here and serve them. And if it means that it's going to go up to 3 a.m., so be it, as long as there's adequate light and as long as there's all the agencies for the candidates to be there to see that there's no foul play. Because, you know, unlike in the towns, if you say, well, no, go back and come back tomorrow, they're just going to nearby places. Mm. But in the rural areas, they are going to travel a big distance. So really, I think it was a good thing to say, no, let's rather carry on with the election and finish everyone. Even if it means they are going to do it overnight, let's do it instead of sending people who are going to travel again long distances. So I think that was a common sense. And all that we should worry about here, and what we find out from Kaula, is that were there agents there present to witness and see that whoever is casting their ballot votes are doing properly.
Thank you.
And there's no cheating there. I think that's where we should be worried about. But to worry about time, especially in rural areas, really. Mm-hmm. You are just crying to say that it has taken them 3 days to vote. Finally, the vote is commenced. Mm-hmm. Should they then stop it because it's now 6 o'clock and it's going to be at night and send people away? That would be my question to him.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. We'll come back to him after the call. Yes, start the call.
Yeah. Tinamkoma Edmo. Magadi mkoma Edmo.
Dinokwara Baba. Magadi wo.
Takasimba Murikupi.
Ndiriku United Arab Emirates.
Oh, mtereri wedu uyo. UAE. Kuri say ku United Arab Emirates.
Kuchiri nani kuri kutichengetawo zvakatarwa nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Ndizvozvo, tisapedza nguva taurai tinzwe nyaya yenyu.
Ndiri kuda kuti kuna baba avo vakadyiwa. In fact, to all those candidates we ZANU-PF who lost in their primary elections, they mustn't be too much bitter, because zvavari kunzwa iko zvino ka ndo zvatinonzwa isusu ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ever since ZANU-PF ichitanga kukondestiwa zvakasimba neMDC. Because inini, what I believe is ZANU-PF has been rigging my elections. And even they were enjoying isusu maZimbabweans tichisafa tichirwadziwa sezvavari kungoita paari kutoabirwa ipapo. And he is talking of people vakatravela 10, 15, 20 kilometers kuuya kuzokasta their ballots. Hapanotibira isusu, pane vamwe vanenge vatobva kunze kwenyika vachiya kuzovhota but vozongobira futi. Saka the pain inenge iri more pane zvaari kunzwa izvozvizvo. And hatifaniri kuwesta time yedu senguva inei maZimbabwe tichitaura about ZANU-PF. Because ZANU-PF has nothing to offer. Yakatadza zvanguva refu. 38 years ZANU-PF ichitonga. We can't continue nevanhu ivavo. Dai vangozvirega zvavo. Pangopinda imwe hurumende nyowani. Zvekuti tizonzi zvichazodai, zvichazodai, zvichazodai. I was listening to our vice president, Martha Chitaura, and ndanzwa kuti hatina vanhu vari kutitungamirira. Kana achiseka kuti Chamisa ari kutaura about bullet trains, ari kutaura about spaghetti roads, ozoti vagari vekuwadzana vari kutadza kupinda muHarare in 5 hours, which means zvinhu zviri kutomunakidza and haasi kutomboona kuti pane chiri wrong pazviri. Saka we shouldn't be talking about ZANU-PF panguva inoyi. ZANU-PF has failed us. It's failed our country. Saka zvekuti akadyiwa maprimary elections, haizvo ndezvake nemhuri yake. Zvaaida kuzoita kana ahwina, we don't bother. Please, ngaaende akanozorora. Kana aine zvimwe zvaachazoita, fine.
Maita basa mukoma Edmo. Regai tinzwe kubva kuna va Gaule first pamuri kutaura kuti losers should not be bitter. Mr. Gaule, do you want to respond to our caller, Mr. Ed Moore, who is calling from United Arab Emirates, who is saying losers should not be bitter? ZANU-PF has been rigging elections, and these same people who are crying foul have been enjoying those rigged results.
I think I'll repeat what I said again. Even though I said it in the belly, I said I'm not supposed to be commenting on these issues, especially on how the election was conducted. I think the people, the electorate is in a better position to comment, to give you to comment on such matters. Because at times someone will take it as if I'm there to defend myself, I'm there to say maybe I lost because of this, that, to give some excuses. No. We are simply saying, how were the elections conducted? Were the elections free and fair? Were the elections, you know, every now and then, that was why I was giving an example of observers. It's only that in primaries we don't have observers observing these elections. But in the future, I think we must do something, because the president today hinted that he put in place a commission to conduct these elections. And therefore, yes, of course, we are hearing that some things didn't go well in some other provinces. But since it's just a beginning, this commission was put in place for these primary for these primary elections that was held on the 30th. Then what we have learned. You know, we have learned that some of the things that were done by the we came across some of the problems. We are going to, in future, we are going to try and avoid the same repeating itself. That is what the president was saying. It's a learning phase. As we move on, we have learned that we can avoid such problems by doing A, B, C, D. This is exactly what I was saying. But for someone, it is their right to say whatever they want. So if you invite me to these such interviews, then people will feel today over us. Then we're not wondering. Let's talk about the election. Someone from the opposition will say, hey, ZANU-PF, what is ZANU-PF? Where does ZANU-PF? Let's talk about the elections, the way they were conducted. And the MDC is going to hold some primary elections in the future. How are they going to hold their primary elections? Are they going to hold free and fair elections? So that's what I was trying to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. I think Mr. Edmore heard what you said when you explained your position. Ndofunga mkoma Edmore waenda, andifunga kuti vachiripo parona
regipsi. Yeah, unjalo ke sibuyele kuba Buchuma, baba Kolite uyazwela lapha ke sibili kuti abanye abantu bathi ivele ibandla le ZANU PF lokukhuluma ngalo nje ikuzenzela nje ngoba kukhanya ngazani ema primary lawa ye kuyakhanya ukuthi ukukhona okuhambe kubi lokuhambe kuhle kodwa uvele uyalisola ke ubaba lowo ibandla le ZANU PF. Ngicela umphendule just 1 minute sesithatha omunye umuntu lapha baba Juma. Ye Kolite uyangizwa?
This person is clearly not a ZANU PF member. He prefers another party. But while he does that, he must learn to be tolerant of our party. And Kakumi Yaki party, this is exactly what causes polarization in our politics in Zimbabwe. Because we want to jump in and dig into other people's affairs. It is wrong. Talk about your party and talk about how you are going to strategize and probably win an election. Not to be poking your nose and fingers to the other party, which is doing its own business at its own guidelines. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a simple matter of someone who's an opposite guy who wants to propel his party by who any party. That's not how you do it. When I tell people what you are going to do as a party, how you are going to do your things as a party, finish and clear, then people will decide what they want to do. They'll decide who they want to vote for. It's simple as that.
Yeah, kulobaba umizihlahla uyabhala lapho ukuthi all these so-called big wigs, big wigs who fall by the wayside, do we have any proof that they've been legitimate in the past? Maybe they were piggybacking on Mr. Robert Mugabe, who we questioned his legitimacy long back. So if they came that the elections were actually rigged, so which means ZANU-PF is capable of rigging elections. So we should say all the elections in the past were actually rigged. people have spoken. And then we've got another caller, that is Smanga, Smanga Mpofu. In fact, she's not calling, but she sent a message here. She says, yeah, I'm watching you guys from Botswana, and I believe that things are happening in Zimbabwe right now. Pamela Kumalo writes to us and says, your broadcast is interrupted a little bit, so we check it out, what is going on. Then we've got Jason Maposa, who says, I'm watching you before it too. Is that Deppen, well, South Africa? Who's a boy and Jalum Sundus on Joe Vuti, Lijan Basagas, Sigatha Foyt, one of Jankuna up, Sak Papa Isa, Yabona? Who's a way Ugabong, Cabo, Uti Fe, MRP, Sankona, Ubakona to Kulma?
Ah, no.
Wana Fulam Chin.
Yeah, and I need to Fulam Chin.
Yeah, Umchinakuya Lambo.
Yeah, Unotendera, we are bored.
Into Zavant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to read, yes. As I saw something about what happened during the elections.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone who wrote, he's a ZANU-PF member, or she's a ZANU-PF member. They didn't want to put their name, but they said the worrying situation is the delays in officially announcing the results. They're mm-hmm. saying this is a worrying situation because they say the results should be announced like now. And they're also expressing disappointment after some men were allowed to vote for the women's quota representative mm-hmm. when only female members were supposed to participate. I don't know if Mr. Gaule or Honorable Chuma can respond to that. Maybe I can start with Mr. Gaule. What do you say about these complaints from one of the people who sent us a message here that the delay in announcing officially the results mm-hmm. and also men participating in the selection of female representatives in the women's court?
I don't know really what the delays they are talking about, because this time around, when elections are conducted, we are using the same method system that is used by ZAC, that he has a part in our primaries. After the voting, then the counting is done and the results are published. Then you display the results on the entrance by the door. So for people to get the results, I think that is that. But then for the women, yes, women vote for themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not allowed that men vote for the women quota. It's not allowed. I don't know where they're getting that from.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a caller, I mm-hmm. think is from Manicaland, because, there's a listener from Manicaland, because down there they were saying in Nyanga elections went on very well, but in Mutasa there were some men who voted in the elections despite the fact that only women should vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then we've got some people asking some questions. We've got a guy by the name, where is that guy? Oh, it's Priska Chikonda.
Mm-hmm.
She says, ZANU-PF wants Engelbert Rugege to go. They're now claiming that Generation 40 rigged the elections. They're also claiming that the police rigged the elections. And some of them are saying, Bora Mzango. Baba Chuma, nonsense into that.
Right. The first thing that I need to also explain about the delays in announcing certain elections mm-hmm. is like this. Where there is no problem, the National Commissar has already announced the winners of those particular elections. But mm-hmm. wherever there is a query, it will be very folly for him to then declare and announce a winner, because somebody will have lodged a complaint. Remember, there's a commission that will sit down and look into such things. So it's mm-hmm. only normal and fair for him to then withhold those results before announcing, so that we don't cause more animosity among us people. Can you imagine if, suppose me and my brother Gaola were standing in the same country and he wins and I lose, then I write to the commission and say, no, I have a problem of A, B, C, D. If the commissioner then announces Gaola as the winner, I'll then be bitter. And I've now got grounds to now complain harder to say, but I lodged my complaint and I haven't been answered, but already somebody is being declared a winner. How so? So it is normal, therefore, that where there are queries, they cannot then announce those results as the winner until those queries are dealt with and everything is satisfactory and then the winner is then announced. Or in some instances, actually, as I heard today, there are some places where there's going to be reruns because of the anomalies and the evidence that has come forward to say, oh, okay, yeah, for sure, yeah, there was a problem, so let everyone go back and re-vote again. So those are the kind of circumstances that will probably cause that kind of delay. But yet again, the women's quota is definitely supposed to be reserved for women. But then again, you can find some people who decide to be silly enough to do such things to get everyone to be voting for that. It is wrong. And in such instances, if it has happened, when they bring those queries, I'm sure the commission is going to sit down and nullify those results in order that the rightful people must go and cast a vote in those places.
Mm. Mm. Now, Jesse Matthew has got some message here. He says, this exercise was badly carried out, and the winners should not rejoice. Excuse me. Should not rejoice because casting a blind eye on this is not good at all. Those that won in a flawed system. Yes, lo baba njalo cingweni lapha ke ubaba Ncube. Baba Ncube utshona njani? Baba Ncube cingweni uyangizwa?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Unjani Ncube?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, ngibenjani lapha.
Siyaphila kukhulu, ibizo mbani Ncube?
Kletho Ncube.
Ye, akutsho uthi unibona njani udaba lolo?
Mina udaba lolo ndibona ngathi bavela baphambanisa abantu bezanu P_F kudala bethatha umbuso kwamanje lapha kuba bahlanganise bonke abantu manje bona ngathi izanu iyachabalala manje uba ubelieve angakhali kakhulu ngoba bazobathanyela bonke manje kathesi bona ngathi kuphuma kwabo ngoba ngase sifeka laba abancane vele sodlula kubo sicishile uba bathethi bafaka abasebenzi bafana abancane bahlanganisa abantu kuhle mina kogo ithatha ilizwe kwahlala phansi kwakhulunyiswana amaphathi wonke abahambana wonke kwakhetha upresident oyi-one kwakuzokuba ngcono.
So okwenzakala kade ezibele ubona zani kuzanu lapha sokutshaya umoya phakathi
laba ngibona siyiwokova ukuthi vele sesindlula nje ngejambo nje basilela indlela yokuthi indlule kamnandi vele
lizawokwa over lingabo bani kolapho ke Ncube
njengama-opposition i-MDC ekababuthamisa
kanti njengoba lakhona ngalela kungazani yeyi kunzima.
Hayi, isimenemene nje sabokhuphe labo kufuna izikhundla. Abantu abasebenzela ezikhwameni zabo basebenzela umphakathi.
Yeah.
Sesesakuridi ukuthi no, abantu abasebenzela izikhwama ikuze sibabeke eceleni bonke.
Ye, ukuthi abakho khonapho ke kade bengazidefenda, kodwa-ke xa singaqhubeka khonapho sithi wena ngombono wakho sibili ukhetho lwezanu belukhululeke kanganani ngokuzwa kwakho kumbe ngokubona kwakho?
Ukhetho belukhululeke kakhulu, beluluhle semo ukuthi wonke umuntu besezinto ayifuna ngoba upresident uthe umuntu nomuntu kavotele umuntu amfunayo. So sebevotela abafunekayo, laba abangafunekiyo ngabahlale phasi ngoba lathi sihlala sikhala mnyaka yonke ukuthi siyarigwa siyathikela amalekishini bona kabakubona manje sokutshentshela bona sekuqala ukukhala manje namuntu akube se nojulayi futhi kube se njengakhonakho okwenzakeleyo sizile izinto zele ziyele kuhle esimweni esirayi.
So uthi okwenza uDube lo Ncube kuyamenza
iya akwenza uthini nobhanda kuyameza manje abahlale labo balindele thini kuthi athi siyodlula lathi sihlale kahle manje lapha siyasokola kuma-South Africa sesigaka ukubuyela egaka kusabuye eki yabona.
Ye, akucebise ke.
Thola izinto bas.
Ye, cebisa ke bolaba abangena kukhetho olunje nxa ungadliwa kumele wenzeni?
Bangadliwa kumele bahlale phansi, bangafoma amanye amaphatha, bahlale phansi, bayeke nabafana bakhokhele ilizweli kuze ngoba manje ngakhela umntu le-8 years. Uthi uzobusani ze umntu le-8 years.
So wena nxa usithi abafana abancane. Nxa wena udinga abafana abancane kumele kuvotelwe abasuka kuphi umnyaka besiya kuphi?
Sesifuna abale 40 kusiya phasi, 40 years kusiya phasi.
Abaphezulu lapho no.
Yeah. Abaphezulu abadala bake babenza ijana kuyokukhapha inkabi ezincane. Ngithi inkabi ingaguga kuyafakwa ezinye ezincane yi-7.
Hayi, siyakuzwa.
Asikale phasi, kulungise kahle. Amacala lana wathi wakwabulawa abantu, siwavala eceleni, kumbeni ilizwe kahle. Abadliwe baphuma abadala laba ngoba besaba amacala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ncube baba ungadinwa kusasa.
Okay, baba mathi ayithiya lezi zinto zami kunjena kalisamfaki ma.
Hayi, ukuthi icincingo kade singangeni kuhle, so mbona zani lamhla hayi zimncwa kakhulu.
Ya, nanto wathi kumnandi shem.
Ya, sibongele kakhulu Ncube, ungadinwa kusasa baba.
Thank you, baba.
Bye.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, so Mr. Ncube says, you know, the confusion in ZANU-PF will actually benefit the opposition. So he says all old people or senior citizens should just go by themselves and say, we are not contesting, because they are not eligible to be voted for this year. Eh?
Those who said they were not contesting, you know what they did?
Hmm?
They wanted to be senators.
Yeah. So he says 40 and below, yes, you are going to vote. Mm. But anyone above 40, no.
No.
So he says this is a young generation. Yeah.
I can throw a question to Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, do you see ZANU-PF emerging united or a united party when it comes to the general elections after these problems?
I don't think these are elections. Primary elections are a problem in the party.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. ZANU-PF is a very big party.
Remember,
ZANU-PF is a revolutionary party.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. You know, with this leadership renewal, but now we have a new president, our party is even stronger than before.
Mm.
And it is ready for elections. And we are going to win the forthcoming election resoundingly. This is what I'm telling you, good people.
Mm. Honorable Chuma, munoona ZANU-PF ichizenge yakabatana here musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi? Tichiona vakadyiwa vamwe vari kunyunyuta zvikuru zvekunge vari kuto 310 atakaverenga mumapepa tisingazivi hedu kuti zvakadzama zvakadi, vamwe vachikotwa mumapepa kunzi vamunangagwa vanogona kudyiwa nezviri kuitika izvi musarudzo dziri kuuya, nokuti vanhu vakawanda havasi kugutsikana, havana kugutsikana nemafambisiro akaitwa sarudzo.
Mukoma wangu vaGaule vanyatsozvisa nemazvo chaizvo chaizvo. ZANU-PF revolutionary party. A primary hungu tingatema apa neapo zvinoonekwa zvinowanikwa futi. Asi kana takuenda uko kusarudzo jairo general election uko, miraone mchina wacho unowandooiriwa, toenda kutofamba nebhora takuziva kuti muvengi one uko. Tinobatana tese, tinotokangana zvese izvi, tese tofamba as a united front. Tichinopunzane kuparadza muvengi, tichinohwina futi, ende tichihwina nemutsindo watagwa namukoma wangu waGaule kunzi we're going to win resoundingly. That's exactly what will happen. Izvizvi matiri problems edu mumba medu, asi kana takubuda padzoko tinobuda tabatana maoko tangosmilerana, will be smiling joking to each other and laughing all the way to the ballot box and laughing all the way to our resounding victory. Saka kuwina, definitely tiri kuwina. Izvi ndezvedu zvemumba, tichagadzisana, tichaita sorry zvifambe. Kana taane ne common enemy apo, aiwa miraone toita batana zvimwe zvisingatombobvira.
Takanzwa nezuro vamwe vachitoda kurovera bhora musango pasati patombonzi pena, vava kutoti ngariroverwe musango, munoti?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Obviously, kana munhu achiri akatsamwa ka, munhu anogona kutaura anything. Even iwo vakadai, so if you're angry, that's why people say that don't say anything when you're angry. Because at that moment, it's a definite moment of madness where you can say anything. Until mangwana uzotanga kuregret, but why did I say that? Vari kuzvitaura nhasi nekuti vakatsamwa. Asi mangwana kana tati sorry, haiwa, hapana bhora musango rinobuda ipapo. I'm telling you now, and get it from me. All those people that are saying whatever they are saying now is because of their anger at the moment. But the president already, if he has a speech today, a pacifier, man, you are only anger. You don't pay that much money. We are going to drain out the strain of the country. We are going to talk about the campaign. Saka makuna kurei muri moga ende tinogwa necommon enemy atigwe nezvibhakira ba tinogwa neboropeni zvisa x pabado redu reZANU-PF diremoni zvese zvinopera.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Gaule, ngamafutshane sibili 10 seconds akugqibe khona po baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ebangitshilo ngathi ucomrade Chuma ebeka khonapho, mbona ngani kuyanjabulisa kakhulu ukuthi emsakazweni abalaleli bethu phandle ngale balaleli bayazizwela nje ukuthi izinto inhlelo zihamba njani. Kakhulu iredio uhlelo lweni loluyalalelwa kakhulu umphakathi ale ngaphandle. Entani ukuthi ngutsho namfitshane nje ukuthi lokuthi abantu kade betshengisela besithini kuqondile ukuthi abantu bangatshengisela upresident esilive sovuntu
olalelayoukhulumeupresident
hayi loko kukhulunywe okwenziweyo okunye wakhona abantu kade betshengisela.
Siyabonga Gaule, sibonge kakhulu Gaule, isikhathi sesiphelile mnumzana. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Honorable Joseph Chuma, MP Phelandaba Mpopoma, and Mr. Philip Gaule, who lost the election. That is the primary ZANU-PF election. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Jonga Kandemirin, Chitenda Vose, Vatere, Wakwansakupina Mchurongwa, Mara Shakanaka.